He's looking for worshipers who produce something. Come on, Southwest Missouri, you've been called to disciple nations. Worship leaders and worship groups, you have been called to disciple nations. And never has there been a time before when you had such access to nations. With a click of the button, someone can be discipled by what you do. Somebody can tune into your service or watch your song on YouTube, and their life can be forever marked. And God intends for us to position ourselves to become a people to allow His presence to flow through our lives in such a way that redemption begins to work, not just for us, but through us.
Burn in us a passion to make Your glory known. Birth in us something that can shift the atmosphere.
And we declare a shift in the name of Jesus. We declare a divine shift over the atmosphere of Southwest Missouri. A shift away from depression and into hope. A shift away from uselessness into purpose in Jesus' name.
Welcome to the Next Gen Worship Podcast.
Jesus! Hey everybody, welcome to the Next Gen Worship Podcast. My name is Clint and I'm your host.
And I'm Haley, the best co-host in the whole wide world.
So, like, was there a survey or something?
Yes, it was on surveymonkey.com. Is that a real website or did I just make it up?
No, I think
it sounded
it's real.
Really cool. Yeah, there was a survey and I got top marks for being the best co-host there ever was.
Man, you should like get paid now or something.
Oh my gosh, I need a pay raise, yes.
So we took a break.
Yeah,
been we gone for 2 weeks.
2 week vacation.
I haven't slept for 2 weeks.
Man, it wasn't a 2 week vacation.
We should have gone on vacation.
I wish.
But we have been super busy putting together something super big for September this year.
Yeah.
We've been building it up, saying we're going to announce it. Something really big is happening.
Woo.
And it's time to announce it.
Oh, boy.
So let's listen.
Okay.
We are proud to announce the Next Gen Worship Culture Changers Conference 2015. The conference will be held on September 10th, 11th, and 12th at Faith Assembly in Joplin, Missouri. Special conference guests include Integrity Music Artist Worship Mob. Integrity Music Artist, songwriter, and worship leader, Dustin Smith and band. One Worship Gathering, San Diego, Henry Haney, Mark and Debbie Hendrickson from Dwelling Place Ministries in Kansas City, Missouri, and many others. Also joining us will be regional worship leaders Joshua Bussey, Kendra Doris, Carrie Dennison Jones, Rob and Catherine Harriman, and Josh Coate. God is looking for the next generation of culture changers. For more details, including how to register, go to nextgenworship.com.
Awesome. So what do you think?
I'm excited.
3 days.
I'm a little overwhelmed, but excited.
Has anybody done anything like this before in this area?
I don't know. I was just overwhelmed because it's like 3 times as big as we did last year.
Yeah, with 3 times the guests.
I know, right? And so, three times the awesomeness.
Yeah. So excited to have the guys from Worship Mob come.
Yeah.
We've been building relationship with them over the past few months. They are really, really cool guys. Their hearts are amazing. Also, of course, Dustin Smith, who has been kind of a partner with us. You know, it's always so supportive. Came down, has been coming down for songwriting sessions, and just super excited to see him there. But we also have a ton of other people. Like, we've got people coming from San Diego, Kansas City.
Yep.
Carthage, that's really far away.
That's so far away.
But we're really pulling on community.
Yes, a lot of community involvement.
Yeah, community and people that can pour into our community that have like hearts.
It's going to be amazing. Yeah. I can't wait to see how it all comes together.
Yeah. So we're doing some pretty big stuff at the conference too, like some stuff we're going to like kind of give away or whatever.
Yeah, I am working on a list of stuff for swag bags that I think will be awesome. Maybe a couple larger giveaways, I don't know, but it's in the works.
Yeah, so one of the largest giveaways that we're going to do is pretty exciting. I have never been to a conference before that gave away something like this.
Okay, so, it's a car.
No,
oh, shoot.
It's not a car.
Oh, man.
So what we're going to do is we are giving away a 4-song EP to someone who registers.
Wow.
And so we're actually partnering with Studio V to record a 4-song EP that comes with engineer, that comes with studio. It's your time to create your project.
That's cool.
It is super cool. I don't know what the dollar value is on that, but it's
rather large.
Yeah, it's you know, $2,000 or $3,000 probably. So that's really cool. But the kicker is, there's a caveat. You obviously have to register for the conference,
yes,
right? But we're going to give it away the Saturday of the conference, the afternoon. You have to be there to win.
You have to be in the room.
You have to be in the room to win.
Yes.
So that's some cool stuff.
It's going to be awesome.
So if you're interested or you're wanting to find out more information, you can go to nextgenworship.com or you can go to nextgenworshipconference.com. That is the actual conference website. It's got a full schedule, bios on all the speakers, video, you know, just everything you need to know about the conference is there.
Yeah, good. Register yourself, register a friend, register your mom. I don't know. Hey, if you're not a worship leader and you want to be a super cool party person, register your worship leader as a gift. That would be pretty cool.
And I think it's important to mention, and we haven't talked about this yet, but you know, since our conference has the name worship in it, people will automatically, I think, assume, hey, it's just for worship leaders or musicians or whatever. But this is called Culture Changers Conference.
Yes.
So if you are someone who wants to make a difference in your world, I would come.
I would too.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
It's going to be great.
Coming up is the next Unite Worship Gathering at Calvary Baptist Church in Joplin, Missouri, May 29th through 30th. Starting Friday, May 29th at 7 p.m., going through May 30th, Saturday at 7 p.m. It's 24 hours of vertical worship, no agenda, no stage, just His presence. Also coming up is the Next Gen Worship Culture Changers Conference 2015. We will be joined by Integrity Music artists Worship Mob's Nico Perez and Garrett Shanoff, Integrity Music artists worship leader and songwriter Dustin Smith, Mark and Debbie Hendrickson, Henry Haney, Tim Stark, and Daryl Billings. Special worship guests include John Hendrickson, Joshua Bussey, Josh Cote, Kendra Doris, Carrie Dennison Jones, and Rob and Catherine Harriman. Join us for 3 days of encountering the presence of God through worship, community, and teaching. Thursday night, Friday night, and Saturday night will be extended worship encounters from our special guest worship leaders and conference speakers. The evening sessions are free and open to the public. Friday and Saturday, we'll be having 4 sessions per day with a focus of encountering His presence. Each morning, we'll begin with immersive worship, followed by 2 speakers who will be pouring truth into us through topics such as the kingdom, heaven on earth, identity, community, and changing culture. The afternoon sessions will vary between teaching, workshops, and discussions. Super early bird registration begins June 15th. For more information, including how to register, go to nextgenworship.com or nextgenworshipconference.com. On this week's podcast, we are joined by Dustin Smith, James Galbraith, and Steve Brintrow. If you enjoy this podcast, share it on your socials and give us a review on iTunes. As always, thanks for listening and enjoy my conversation with Integrity Music artist Dustin Smith.
Fueling leaders of heaven's invasion.
Let the spirit of the Lord come rushing in, rushing in, rushing in. Let the spirit of the Lord come rushing in, rushing in. Come rushing in.
All right, so we're sitting here with Dustin Smith and part of his posse, the posse. Yeah, it sounds like a group of really cool people that travel. That's why you use the word.
No, it sounds like cowboys to me.
So we'll just go around the room real quick, introduce who we're sitting here with.
This is Steve Brintrow. I play guitar with Dustin and do sound engineering and pick up all the pieces when things break and fall apart.
And I'm James Galbraith, and I do a smorgasbord of things for the ministry and for Jesus. You heard it here first. And I also sing a little bit. It's a podcast! Woo-hoo-hoo! Podcast. Yeah, there's plenty more where that came from.
And I'm Dustin.
So I thought we could sit down because today is a big announcement day. We're announcing the Next Gen Worship 2015 Culture Changers Conference. In September, 10, 11, 12, and Dustin, you and your gang are coming.
Yeah.
You're going to be in Nashville by that time.
Yeah.
You guys are making the move.
We are moving to Nashville.
Yeah.
And then we'll be driving back to Missouri.
Yeah. Got a lot of things happening at this conference, but I thought it'd be great just to sit down with you. And you were at last year's conference. Last year was kind of an abbreviated, honestly, just an experiment to see, you know, how things went. And got a lot of fantastic feedback from everybody that was there. We didn't lose too much money, so we're like, hey, let's try it again.
Let's try this again.
So, why don't you just like catch everybody up to speed real quick
and
tell everybody what's going on. You've had a lot of things happening in your life.
Well, I mean, for us, we're just traveling all over the place. God's really opening up huge doors for us. And we've had the opportunity to lead, obviously, a lot of churches. This summer we're doing some youth camps and stuff like that. And we've had the privilege, believe it or not, we've had the privilege, and it's a huge story, but just leading worship at Amway conferences, and which is
no kidding.
Some people, you know, don't like it. You know, they kind of joke about it, but honestly, we've seen, I think the last one we saw over 1,000 people give their lives to Christ.
That is crazy.
And it's powerful, man. And they follow up with them. It's not just like, you know, getting them down there. It's powerful. So we've had the opportunity to lead worship at it. Probably some of the most powerful services we've seen as we've traveled, even beyond churches. We've seen just people just in tears on their faces before God. It's just powerful. So we've had a lot of opportunities to do cool stuff like that. And then been writing a lot. You know, we wrote with Jesus Culture, had the chance to write with a lot of guys in Nashville for some of their stuff. So God's just really opening up great doors and still getting to write with a lot of worship pastors. And I love creating songs for their churches. And
yeah.
And honestly, just to play off of what you said, last year, you know, we came in not knowing what to expect either, just that you're a great friend. And so we're coming in basically to support you and we know your vision, but we hadn't been a part of it, you know? Mm-hmm. And when we left, we talked about it for a long time, just the power, the unity. I don't know if I've seen unity among churches and among groups like Crazy. We did there, and the worship was powerful. The teachings were powerful. It was like you could see people are really hungry for God in this part of the country, you know, and where you're at in the state. In Southern Missouri, I really believe you guys are a catalyst for what's happening. And so I'm beyond excited for what this next one's going to carry.
Awesome. You know, just kind of, you know, jumping off of that topic, what would you say, because sometimes I feel like we have to qualify ourselves a little bit because you're a real kind of trailblazer kind of guy. And, you know, I'm the same way. I don't know if it's a type A personality thing or you know, I don't know what it is. If it's a God thing or if it's just weird or what. But
both. Yeah.
But, you know, there's a myriad of conferences people can go to. I mean, and a lot of them are really great.
Yeah.
A lot of them are, you know, kind of focused on equipping, you know, and stuff like that. But we kind of, for this year's conference, we kind of adopted a theme. We're calling it Culture Changers. And it's really reflective of what we want to see. We want to see a transformation take place. We don't just want to see a Band-Aid put on a situation. But we want to see, I mean, we're hungry to really see stuff break out, the things that Jesus died for in a real way.
Yeah.
So, like, what are some of the biggest things? You travel a lot. What are some of the biggest things that you see need to happen, you know, for the expression of the kingdom of God to move forward?
Well, I think the first thing is just an awakening that something has to change. You know, there's an article that just came out, like a huge drop in the number of people who claim to be Christians. And people are like kind of panicking, like, oh my gosh. And we're like, well, finally, at least you're seeing there's something wrong, because you're calling it culture changers, but for so long the church has allowed culture to dictate. Right. And so we've dumbed everything down, and we're about the only religion that does that. Dumb everything down for people who don't believe. We're the only, you're not going to find that. You're not going to find Muslims and Buddhists that visitors walk into the service and they're like, oh, let's change everything for the visitors so they understand. You know, Christians are the only ones that do that. And I understand wanting to reach the lost, but the way to reach the lost isn't become lost. The way to reach a lost is to stand on the mountain when they feel like they're drowning and pull them out, as opposed to trying to go swimming without a life vest, you know? Wow. And so for us, culture changers are the ones who stand to me on a firm foundation and start beginning to reach out from that firm foundation. But we've not been on that foundation. Mm-hmm. And I'm seeing churches that are on shaky ground. And they're not willing to let their walls down. They're not willing to reach out. They've become islands unto themselves. And I think one of the powerful things about this conference in the culture changer things, one of the things that's going to happen and is happening is denominational lines are just melting. Like you've got guys from all different kinds of denominations that are coming together for the same purpose.
Right.
And that's to see Jesus lifted up. Mm-hmm. And if Jesus is the focus, you know, I always say theologies can slow you down or speed you up, but they should not divide you.
Oh,
is Jesus Lord? Let's start there.
Yeah.
And we'll go from there. There are things that can slow us down. There are things that can, you know, hinder us. But there are also things that can speed us up. And we want to find, what do you bring to the table? What kind of things? And we're finding guys who just love Jesus. Mm-hmm. And I think this worship movement is a huge part of it.
Mm-hmm. I think we really are tapping into a movement. I mean, we're really finding something. I feel like we're reaping where we haven't sown a little bit, because so much of it is a supernatural thing. Like, for example, a lot of the guys in our region, I just started having, you know, meetings with him and talking to him and asking, you know, what's God speaking to you? And it was really kind of spooky because they were all saying the same thing.
Yeah.
They were just hungry for connection with each other. And we started these monthly gatherings. We call them Unite Worship Gatherings, where we come for 24 hours, and we've had over 25 churches involved so far.
But it's amazing.
And these bands, they all mix together and play together, and there is zero walls.
I love it.
Zero walls.
Yeah.
And they're just hungry for real connection. Yep. I think that really is a sign of what's happening. It's more than just we've agreed to do something together.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's why I would say people coming, you say, what's the difference in the conferences maybe even? Because I'm involved in a lot of conferences, big conferences, worship leader and all these different ones. And the difference is a lot of those are guys who are great teachers, maybe guys who aren't even in worship leading, and it's fine. They're teaching good things. You can go in and get fed that way. But this conference, you're actually coming into one that's birthed out of relationship. And the thing that's going to change where we're headed is community and relationship.
Yeah.
And so you can go to other conferences, but you need to experience this one because you need to sow into and be a part of something you're longing for. And everybody's longing for relationship. I walk out of those conferences and hardly know anybody at times. But I walked out of this one and I got guys who we still email back and forth. Guys I've written with that I don't even know. They're just worship leaders, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But it's built our relationship. So you want to sow into what you long for.
That's really good. I just want to say publicly thank you so much for all the support that you've given us. Like, you offer to do things like we don't even ask you, like, hey, I'd love to help with that or whatever.
And I love what you guys are doing.
I want to say publicly thank you so much because I know your plate's full and stuff, but we really appreciate your input and your support and everything you've done.
It's an honor. We appreciate it.
Why don't you real quick just pray for all, you know, anybody that's listening and just kind of speak into this thing and declare it.
All right. Jesus, I speak into the ears of those who are listening right now, and I pray that first of all, you would go ahead and tear down the walls that might keep us from being able to connect. And anything that when people start to feel that little bit of frustration when somebody's talking, know that sometimes that's God nudging you, that you need to let some of those walls down. So I speak to every wall. I speak to everything that divides us, and I pray that you would unify us. And I really do call out to all over the United States of America for those who need to be at this conference. Yep. And I pray that you would prepare a way, and for those who want to come but there's financial struggles and there's things that would keep them from being able to do it, God, I pray that you would supernaturally begin to give them what they need to make it. And I pray that you would even have people come and begin to sponsor people ahead of time. We speak it in the name of Jesus, and I speak ahead to this conference. I pray, God, that you would show up in a powerful way. I pray that every person that comes would be anointed to speak your words, and I pray when we come that a fire would be started and that dead bones would come back to life, and you would see an army spread out around the United States of America of worshipers to declare who you are. In Jesus' name,
awesome.
Amen.
Thanks, Dustin, and thanks, Steve.
You're welcome.
James, go ahead.
Man, that was awesome. I don't know who you are or what you're doing. You need to get there because that right there is worth the price of admission right there. Okay? I mean, there's the only religion that... Oh, man. Good stuff. Man, you're good at this.
You're taking notes the whole time.
You've been listening to the Next Gen Worship Podcast.